What can we do to get back on track so you can be successful in your goals? Because ultimately, whatever goals you might have for this year, I want you to be successful. I want to help you be successful. Hopefully, you want to be successful. Episode 526 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how are you doing with your goals? Hey guys, we're going to get into today's quick tip in just a second, but first want to let you know or remind you that if you're like me and you could use a few more greens, a few more plant-based vegetables in your diet, and I think we all can, even if that's all you eat, you can probably always use a little bit more, right? One of the easy ways that you can do so is by taking Energy Bits. They're little tablets that are made basically or completely, really, not basically, that are completely made up of algae. And you know, you might not be one to want to just eat algae straight up out of the water, out of the ocean, out of the lake, whatever it might be. But this algae is you know, obviously it's safe for human consumption, but it's just packed with all kinds of vitamins and nutrients and minerals. It's got, you know, iron and antioxidants and B vitamins and omega-3s and the whole nine yards. And you know, you just grab a handful, pop them down, drink them down with some water, and there you go. You're on your way to having, you know, some of those healthy benefits. The many healthy benefits that definitely help us as runners as well by eating plenty of fruits and vegetables. So if you're interested in getting some or you need a refill, head over to energybits.com and make sure you use the code DIZRUNS at checkout because it'll save you 20%. And you know, that's just a great way to obviously help them to continue to support the show as well. And obviously it also helps you to support your health and your running by being healthy. So go get yourself some Energy Bits and use the code DIZRUNS at checkout. So, how you doing today? How are you doing at this point in your running, whether you're listening to this when it first comes out, which is on the 2nd of February or sometime in the early part of this year? How are you doing with your running goals? Are you on track? Are you making good progress? Are you off? Have you fallen off pace, completely forgotten what your goals were from the beginning of the year to begin with? Where are you? I'm a big fan of big goals. I like setting those big goals and putting them out there and doing the work that it takes to be successful. But, part of being successful in big goals is staying focused on said goal. And that can be difficult because we set this goal that, you know, towards the end of the year or 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, whatever the case might be, you want to be at this point, you want to be successful here. And then life starts to happen and you get caught up in the minutia and the distractions and the day-to-day things that crop up. And it's pretty easy to lose sight of those big goals or they still stay out there, but they seem, you know, maybe they're still kind of on your mind, but you're not focused on them. And they seem like, you know, I didn't get to do any work towards making progress today, but I've got tomorrow and I've got tomorrow and I've got tomorrow. And pretty soon it's been 6 weeks, 6 months, maybe 6 years since you've really done anything to make progress towards your goal. And you just think, yeah, it's still out there, but you're not getting any closer to it. So, you know, as this episode is being recorded and being released, we're just, you know, crossed the first month off of the year. We just turned the calendar over to a new month. And to me, that end of 1 month, start of a next month is like the perfect time to refresh back and reflect on how things are going. How did I do in the last month? How much progress did I make? What am I doing right? What am I doing that maybe could be improved upon to keep me moving in the right direction? So what I want to do today is give you some ways that you can make some course corrections. Because, you know, if you set a goal for 2018 and if things didn't go quite according to plan in January, you know, here we are at the start of February as this is being recorded and released. You know, there's still time to get back on track. There's still time to fix what was broken, to refocus on what you're trying to do, and still make the progress that you're hoping for by the end of the year. But if you don't look back and analyze where you are, if you just keep doing what you've been doing, which, you know, if you're off track, probably what you've been doing probably hasn't been working. If you just continue to do that, then guess what? When December rolls around, when the end of the year rolls around, you're probably not going to be successful with your goals. So if you're consistently refocusing, reflecting what's working, what's not working, you can make those corrections to keep you moving in the right direction. And so that's what I want to give you some tips on today are, you know, a few things that you can do to make sure that when you do reflect back, when you do look back and go, all right, you know, my goal was to do X, Y, Z. How are we doing? All right, we're missing the mark here. We're not making the progress we need to. What can we do to get back on track so you can be successful in your goals? Because ultimately, whatever goals you might have for this year, I want you to be successful. I want to help you be successful. Hopefully, you want to be successful. So let's see if we can't figure out a few ways to keep you either on track or get you back on track. And obviously, if what you're doing is working, if you're on track right now, then keep on doing what you're doing, but still probably want to listen, or hopefully you want to listen, so that if, you know, next month or the month after that or August or whenever, somewhere down the line, if you reflect back and you find that you're maybe a little bit off track, you can remember back to this episode and have a few ways to help you to, you know, refocus and get back on track to making that progress towards your goals. So I got four things today that I want to just encourage you to think about if you're struggling towards making progress towards your goals. These are four ways that maybe you could kind of get back moving in the right direction and making progress towards those big running goals that you have for this year, or even goals that extend beyond this year. And honestly, they would even work for smaller goals too. If there's a race you're training for or something like that, these things work in scale. You can scale them up, scale them down, depending on whatever goals you have. But one of the things that I would encourage you to do if you're working towards, you know, if you feel like you're off track and you're not making the progress that you would desire, is to take the guesswork out of the equation. And let me unpack that just a little bit. Depending on what goals you have and where you feel like you're slipping, where the weak link is, where is an area that you're falling out, maybe there's just too many options, too many choices of activities that you can do to shore up that area. So as an example, because this will help explain it much better. I've talked a little bit recently, especially in the Facebook group and in some of the emails that I've sent out, that I've been missing the boat a little bit when it comes to strength training. I've had it scheduled. I have it scheduled, you know, every Tuesday and Thursday. It's always on the training plan, always on the schedule, and I'm sporadic at best, or at least I have been sporadic at best when it comes to doing my strength training. It's not because I don't have the time. It's not because I don't have the desire to do it. But a big part of my problem has been that I've just had strength training on the calendar with the intention of creating my own strength workout for that day when the day arrives. So, you know, I wait until Tuesday and go, all right, well, let me do some kettlebell swings, and let me do some planks and some push-ups. And let me do some bent over rows and some squats and, you know, some clamshells. And then, you know, I would theoretically get into doing those exercises. But what I've found is that more often than not, and especially on the days that I don't complete the strength training workout or don't really do any strength training, it's because I just don't want to make the decision of what workouts to do. And what happens sometimes even is that I'll kind of go through the motions and do one or two exercises and call that a strength training workout, even though I know that I'm cheating myself, that it's not the caliber of workout that would be beneficial to me to move towards my goals. So one thing that I started to do, kind of started this mid-month in January, because I recognized that this was an area that I was really struggling on and wasn't serving myself in the pursuit of my goals, is I just wrote down on a sticky note, stuck it on my wall, wrote down a workout, 5 or 6 exercises, whatever it was, do them as a circuit, this many reps of each exercise, and that was going to be my workout for the month of January. And a funny thing happened. From the time I put that down in the sticky note to the end of the month, which was, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, I don't remember. I think I missed one strength training session. But the rest of the time, I did the workout. Why? Because it was right there on my sticky note. I looked at it. So, oh, yep, I need to do my strength training today. No decisions need to be made. No guesswork in the equation. Here's what I need to do. Now I just need to do it. So maybe that's something that you can do for yourself, for diet, for speed workouts, for routes to run, whatever it is. Wherever your stumbling block is, I need to do 5 miles, but do I want to go this route or do I want to go that route? Just say, all right, on Monday, this route, Tuesday, the route by the water, Wednesday, rest day, Friday, the route in the trails, whatever it is, take the guesswork out of the equation if that is something that's causing you a problem. If there's too many options, too many choices, sometimes that can be almost debilitating. So take the guesswork out, define what you're going to do, and then just do it. And, you know, you might find, just like I did, that, boy, it makes it much easier when you don't have to make those decisions. There's no guesswork. Just freaking do it. So if you feel like part of the reason that you've gotten off track is that you've been struggling to make certain choices, eliminate that as a problem. Give yourself defined things that you're going to do, and then do it. Now, another option that you might have, or another struggle that you might have, is that there's a certain obstacle, a certain thing that keeps getting in the way. You've got the best laid plans, you're planning on doing your run, and then something always seems to crop up. So what is that big obstacle? What is that big hurdle that continues to get in your way? And then you got to try to figure, so once you can identify that, which is usually easier to identify those things in hindsight. So, you know, you're reflecting back on the month of January, where have we gone off track? All right, well, this, you know, this one thing is always seeming to get in the way. All right, how do you avoid that? How do you solve that? How do you overcome that struggle? Now, obviously there's a dozen different opportunities or a dozen different ways that you could be struggling and having these obstacles come up. And I can't address every single option right now, but one thing that I know trips up a lot of people is just life. You know, you struggle to get out of bed in the morning, and I'm guilty of that too. I struggle some days as well. You struggle to get out of bed in the morning, and so, all right, well, I'll just run after work. And then inevitably, something crops up. There's something at work that forces you to stay late. The kids are sick, or they need help with the homework, or something happens with your spouse, and so, or your partner, or whatever it is. Just life just happens. And pretty soon, it's 9:30 at night, you're dead tired, you're drinking a glass of wine, and you just say, you know what? I missed my run again today. It sucks, but what am I going to do? I can't go now because I need to get to bed pretty soon to get up and maybe I'll try to run in the morning. Now, if that's a problem for you and you maybe want to start getting up in the morning and are struggling there, you know, trying to find a way to get up in the morning, to get out of bed, you know, there's so many different options. And one thing that I've done, and I'll give a little plug here because I've got an affiliate link for it, is I got a Pavlok watch or wearable, whatever it's called. Not really a watch, but it literally electrocutes me every morning to help me get out of bed. It's a little device that you wear, kind of looks like a Fitbit. You wear it on your wrist and you set the alarm through that. And so now no longer do I have to keep hitting my alarm and snoozing my alarm and waking Rebecca up while she's trying to sleep next to me. I just get zapped on my wrist every morning until I get my butt out of bed. And by God, it works. It works. And if you think something like that might help you, if you struggle to get out of bed in the morning, you feel like maybe that would be the obstacle, is just getting up early and getting my runs done before the day gets going, I would encourage you to check it out. Dizruns.com/Pavlok. Pavlok is the link. There's two different options. I've got the cheaper one, the one that only does alarm setting. But if your obstacle is something else, if it's diet related, if it's there's a little bit fancier one that I'm actually thinking about upgrading to, but there's a little bit fancier one that you can program to dozens of different ways to help you break some bad habits, to help to eliminate some of those obstacles and get going. So that might be something that, you know, it's going to cost you a few bucks. It's a little bit of an investment, obviously, but maybe that helps you to clear that hurdle that's been consistently tripping you up over and over again, which puts you back on track, moving towards your goals in this year and beyond. So something like that, maybe having a little outside interference or a little something to help you break a bad habit or keep moving or whatever it is, you know, figure out some ways to get over that same hurdle that continues to trip you up, and you'll be back on track moving towards your goals. The third thing that you might want to do upon reflecting on your progress, how are things going so far in the last month or 2 months or 6 months, whatever it might be, you might decide that, you know what, maybe I need to change my goals. You know, maybe that thing that had excited you at the beginning of the year or last year or whatever it was, that goal that you wanted to work towards, maybe it just doesn't do it for you anymore. Maybe your goals have changed. Maybe your priorities have changed. Maybe your life situation has changed. You know, maybe you thought that you were going to be able to, you know, really give a good shot at a Boston qualifying time this year, and now you're pregnant. Well, congratulations, but maybe, you know, maybe now training for trying to qualify for Boston when the race is going to be when you're going to be 7 months pregnant, probably not the best option right now. So instead of just throwing your hands up and saying, oh, forget it, I'm done, you know, I'll get through whatever this new situation is, the pregnancy, moving, new job, whatever it might be, I'll get through all this and then I'll refocus, you know, next year. Why not just change your goals now? Figure out how to, you know, what you can work towards now and refocus. Go in a different direction. That's okay. nothing ever says that you're locked into a goal that you set at the beginning of the year or at any point. You're always welcome to change. So if you're reflecting back, if you're doing a little bit of this you know, reflection and reassessing, and how can we continue to move in the right direction? Maybe your goals are no longer aligned with the direction that you want to go. So change your goals. Change your goals. That's fine. And that'll put you, obviously then if you change your goals, now you've got something that you're excited about again, you're focused on it, you're ready to move forward, and that's going to put you right back on track, moving in the right direction as well. And then the last option, the last thing that, or suggestion, I guess, maybe not the last option. There's dozens of other options, but it's not a 45-minute quick tip. We're trying to stay under 15, and that ship has already sailed. But, you know, another option would be to get some help, to hire somebody, to hire a coach, to hire a nutritionist, to hire somebody, hire a personal trainer, whatever it might be. Put some money where your mouth is. If this is an area where you're tripping up and there's a professional that can help you stay on track, if the goal is important enough to you, if it's something that you really want to do, then it's maybe time to invest in yourself a little bit. Now, obviously, as a running coach, you know, I'm here as an option. You know, you can check out dizruns.com/coaching, which has all of the coaching information and the links to the coterie and to the one-to-one coaching and to the consulting calls. Maybe you just need a phone call, whatever it is. But, you know, maybe it's somebody beyond me that could help you. Maybe you need a local coach. Maybe you need somebody that's going to run miles with you instead of somebody virtual. Maybe, maybe you need a nutritionist. Maybe you need, you know, to join a yoga studio so that you get more yoga in your life on a regular basis. Whatever it is, wherever those areas are that you feel like you're tripping up, those areas that are holding you back, can you get some help in that area? Can you hire somebody? Can you buy some equipment? You know, get a few kettlebells and some free weights and some resistance bands, and now you don't need to go to the gym. You've got everything you need to do a good strength training workout right there in your house for the cost of 1 month's gym membership. You know, what can you do? What can you invest in a little bit to get you some help or to get the things that you need to get back on track and get moving towards your goals? So, you know, it's nice when we can just do some things that are cheap and easy, but sometimes the cheap and easy doesn't work for you. You need to put a little bit of money out there. Invest in yourself. Again, if your goal is important to you, there's nothing wrong with backing that up and with really, you know, investing, with really doing something to help you continue to move forward. So those are four things that you can do to, you know, if you look back and you go, man, I'm not making the progress I want. I got off track here. Those are four possible ways to help you get on track. And the last thing I want to say today, and just the last couple minutes here, is just do these check-ins on a regular basis. The more that you stay focused on what you're trying to do, on the goals that you're working towards, the more likely you're going to keep moving in the right direction. So one thing you can do, and one thing that I think a lot of people struggle with when they set big goals or New Year's resolutions or whatever you want to call them, is they set this goal, and then they don't think about it very often because you've got a year, because you've got 2 years, 5 years, 8 years down the road that it's going to take you to be successful. It kind of goes out of sight, out of mind. Even though, I do want to try to BQ when I hit the next age, you know, when I hit the next age bracket and I get a few more minutes chopped off my time, maybe in 3 years when it'll be my birthday, maybe that'll be a good time to do it. So let me, you know, my 3-year goal is to Boston qualify. Well, that doesn't mean that you need to wait 3 years to start working towards it. You need to keep working on it now. So stay focused on your goals. Remind yourself every day, what am I working towards? What is my big running goal? What is my big, you know, employment goal? What is my big family goal? What is my big health goal? Whatever it is, be focused on your goals. Remind yourself every day. I write my goals every day in my calendar, in my planner. It's just as a reminder. All right, this is my big goal for 2018. Write it down. These are the three things or the four things I'm working on this quarter. These are my four goals for this quarter that if I hit these marks, it's going to help me be moving towards the direction of that big goal by the end of the year. I write them down every single day just to remind myself, to keep it top of mind. And a funny thing happens, if you start to do that, if you stay focused on your goals every day, when you do that reflection at the end of the month or at the end of the week or at the end of the quarter, whatever it is, you're going to find that you're not very far off track. You might need a subtle adjustment, a little minor course correction here and there, but you're not going to be in a situation where you're just way off base when you need to have a dramatic overhaul. Stay focused on your goals on a regular basis, and you're going to be moving in the right direction more often than not. So, you know, as we are at this point, at a month deep into the year, and if you're listening to this 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the road, it doesn't matter where, you know, that it's not as quote unquote timely because it's not a brand new episode. Wherever you are, do a little reflection, do a little inventory. How am I doing in the pursuit of my goals? Am I on track? Am I making progress? Good. Keep doing what you're doing. But if you've gotten off a track, if you've fallen behind a little bit, if you haven't really made any progress in the last 6 weeks, what can you do to get back on track? Can you take some of the guesswork out of the equation? Can you find a common obstacle that continually trips you up? Can you eliminate that obstacle? Can you change your goals? Maybe you just need to change your goals. Maybe that'll be enough to put you back on track. Or you put yourself on a, you know, chasing a goal that you're actually interested in now, and now you're going to move towards it. And also, or also, could you get some help? Could you hire somebody? Could you find an expert to work with to help you move in the right direction? Stay focused on your goals, y'all. We all have big goals. We all have big ambitions. I think most of us do, at least. But unless you're focused on them, you're not going to make the progress necessary to be successful. So, you know, in this year, in 2018, I hope that I can inspire you to stay focused on your goals and keep moving towards them. I'm going to be reminding you of this every so often. Hey, goal check. How are you doing? When I do that, I hope that you'll take a few minutes. Look back on the last month or two. All right, what am I doing that's moving me in the right direction? Or, you know, what can I do to improve to keep moving in the right direction? That's the name of the game. Little steps, baby steps every day. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Take the next step every day. Take the next step. Take the next step. Might be a small step, but it's a step. It's progress. It's moving in the right direction. And that only happens if you're staying focused on the goals and regularly checking in and giving yourself progress updates on how things are going. So that is today's quick tip. Take the time to check in. Take the time to stay focused. Take the time to continue working towards your goals. If you do that, you got a great chance of being successful. If you don't, better luck. Best of luck to you, but it doesn't look good. So that's it for today. Once again, guys, energybits.com is the website. Diz runs at checkout, will save you 20%. And if there's anything I can do to help you, just let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at DizRuns, on the email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can always also head over to the show notes for this episode or any episode. And this episode, I did a good job on the memes today. I do so declare. We've got The Office represented. We got Project Runway represented. We got Shaun of the Dead, the movie Snatch. We got some Jurassic Park, Karate Kid, and a few others. So if you want to go check out the fact that I spent way too much time picking out memes and GIFs, dizruns.com/526. We'll get you there, and you can always leave a comment there and let me know what you think or what you're struggling with or how I can help you, because I can't help you if I don't know how to help you. So let me know what I can do to help you. And until next time, please be well. Keep making progress towards those goals, y'all, and we'll talk soon. See ya!